Meanwhile, we have a big celebrity here today. He is the Senior Vice President of Baseball and Business Operations. Not baseball, just business operations. The great Mario Alioto is here today, fans. And
right on, Mario.
We thank him for all the beautiful things that we get at AT&T Park. And Mario, first of all, happy Memorial Day. We will say that to you.
Well, same to you. And I do have a quick Memorial Day story.
Good, please.
Because I'm reading a book called The Season of the Witch about San Francisco. And I was reading about Herb Cain. And I remember when I first started with the Giants years ago, we did a fireworks show on the Friday night before Memorial Day. And we called it a Memorial Day fireworks show. And I remember he wrote on there, said, how can the Giants do a celebration on the night before Memorial Day? And since then, I've never done it again on a Friday night before Memorial Day because it kind of reminds us of what Memorial Day is all about. It's a celebration, but for in a more meaningful way about, like I was driving and listening to Patrick. I didn't know Patrick served in the Marines.
Jarhead, baby.
I mean, it's because of guys like that that we get to do what we're doing today.
Yes.
So it's, anyway, that was my Memorial Day story.
Well, I'm glad we could do it. I'm glad we could celebrate it at the ballpark. And it used to be doubleheaders, as you know.
That's right.
Mario goes way back with the Giants. What, bat boy, clubhouse guy?
Yeah, 73.
73.
Wow, nice.
Which was the last year they got off to a great start like this. This is very interesting that you're here this year.
Well, you know, only Marty would remember that. When I think of 73, I think of Willie's last year.
Yeah, but as a Met.
As a Met. Right.
But that was a year, Ron Bryant, 24-7, and you look at the start they're having now, you've got to go back to 1973 to find a start like that. What was that ball club like?
Well, let's talk about that. We have Ken Henderson in left.
Okay.
Mays, Bonds, Spire, Fuentes, McCovey, or was he still there? Who was our catcher? Dave Rader?
Hyatt or something.
And, the years are going by.
Yeah.
But all I remember is Jerry Johnson coming out of the bullpen.
Wow.
Was the relief pitcher.
Wow. Well, yeah. A great start now.
Yeah.
But we invited you here today because there's a very special thing you do at the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I know Mike Rodriguez, the authenticator, Mike Koppel, the authenticator, and Casey Colvin, who works at the dugout store. And for fans who don't understand what happens here, they're game-used equipment. And I watch the baseballs coming out of the game.
Right.
And they go right to the clubhouse guy, the bat boy, and right to the authenticator. And from there, they go right to the dugout store. And you can go right here in AT&T Park, go to the dugout store, and within minutes of an item coming out of the game, you could purchase it at the dugout store. I found this fascinating, and I wanted to have you come on and explain how this works.
Yeah, well, you know, when you think about things that we do here around here, I mean, everything a player touches or is around is really the exciting part of this business. I mean, and I think over the years, that's been the big change. You know, when I was a kid working for the Giants, I mean, bats, if somebody cracked a bat, you gave it away. Who knows what happened to those things? Today, it's really valuable, and I think fans want to get as close to the game as possible, as close to the dugout. And this is our way of making that available. I mean, I brought today, in fact, you can raffle it off if you like, but this is the actual lineup that Bruce Bochy filled out on that Saturday with the Cleveland Indians. I mean, this is the one that actually hung in the dugout.
Wow.
This is the real thing. It's authenticated. And for fans who are collectors, this brings you closer to the game. It's kind of a fun way to you know, some people collect wine. And, you know, but in baseball, if you're a baseball fan, there's a lot of things around you can collect as well.
Now, we had the great Willie Mays out here on the weekend of the Cleveland Indians series, if I remember correctly, Marty. And
yes.
We talked to him about his memorabilia, and he said he had Joe DiMaggio's jockstrap. Now, can a Giants fan go find a 100-pence jockstrap in the dugout store?
I don't know, but if we could, we'd sell it.
I know.
But, you know, when you think about it, I mean, think about all the things that come out of the dugout. I mean, it's bats, jerseys, you know, I mean, it's so valuable, and we exchange the bases in our games. We go through about nine bases a day.
Wow!
And
I didn't know.
The other last homestand when we had Metallica night, there was a Metallica sticker on the side of the base. That becomes more valuable if you're a Metallica fan. We switched them out and we sold them. Just every single baseballs that are dirty because they went in the ground. More valuable.
Okay.
But, you know, it's just a fun way to bring fans a little bit closer to the game. And, you know, like you were saying earlier, when we were kids, no one thought about that.
No.
But there's something to it. I mean, today's the players are wearing different jerseys today, actually, throughout Major League Baseball in honor of Memorial Day. These jerseys will be made available to fans as well. And I will say, you know, we mentioned the dugout store. Actually, on the main level here, behind home plate, it's called From the Clubhouse. And you can still find, I think we still have extra bottles from the wine that was poured during the 2012 World Series. I mean, all those types of things, whether the corks from the bottles or Buster Posey's jersey, There's a lot you can find, and it's really interesting to browse around.
Now, that's right by the press box entrance, isn't that
That's
correct?
Right, on the promenade.
Oh, okay, right.
In
the
fact,
main
I was walking by there yesterday morning because we were here early, and I was just doing laps and getting my head into the game and thinking about it. And I know on the Murph and Mac show, Brian and Polly have said they want to see more Bumgarner jerseys out here. So when I was walking by and I saw all the jerseys in there, I saw the Posey, the Matt Cain, the 55. I even saw a Petite, but I did not see a Bumgarner jersey.
You mean for sale?
Correct.
You mean an authentic one?
Yes.
Authentic one?
Yeah. It was in one of the little gift bodegas or whatever. I don't know
We'll have to look into that.
And it caught
our number one starter.
Exactly. And it just caught my attention also because Murph and Mac have been pining for seeing the fans really show Bumgarner some love. So
right.
I don't know if they just hadn't set him up yet, but it just caught my eye.
Well, we'll have to take a look at
that
for sure.
Need some bad bum.
Well, Mario Alioto with us, of course, Vice President, Senior Vice President in charge of business operations for the ball club. Give me an idea of a price on a baseball. Now, here's Yosmero Petit on the mound today. And, of course, he throws a ball in the dirt, and it goes back to the backstop, and it gets authenticated. Nothing's happened to it. Just a nice baseball.
Well, you're going to put me on the spot.
Well, just give me an idea.
I don't know, maybe $20-$30.
Okay,
but maybe,
I just want an idea.
If it's a ball that was a base hit, for it, or the Giants scored a run, maybe it would be worth more.
Okay.
I will tell you one story. Last December, we had an open house here for fans to come in at the end of the season, whether it's items from the clubhouse. Because we're not just talking about player items. We're talking about other merchandise as well, the banners you see on the Embarcadero. I brought my wife to that event, and I was running around. Little did I know that she bought Marco Scudero's chair from the clubhouse that's autographed and authenticated. Now it's on our house. I mean, you never know what's going to strike your fancy. So, but there's a lot of things. I mean, we kid about this, but when we change the light bulbs in the towers, will someone buy a light bulb?
Wow.
I think there's an audience for that. And anyway, like I said before, we're trying to have some fun too.
Sure.
But. The bases can go from $100 to $1,000.
Wow.
And people buy this. I mean, this is obviously it's a successful promotion you're doing.
They are. I mean, it's a promotion, but it's an extension of our dugout store operation. And what we're finding is that fans want more and more memorabilia.
Sure.
And that's what that's the big part of our business is. I mean, look at the fans asking for autographs all the time.
It's
that's
the
what
connection.
This is about.
It's the connection to the game. That's the deal. That's why it's all important.
Mario Alioto with us here at the Public House Patio. And I'm just looking at June, and it's a big month for Giants and all the promotions out here. Portuguese night, June 6th, Polynesian night, Native American Heritage night, Italian night, Gamer Day, June 14th. A lot going on. But I got to ask you, for a personal friend of mine who bartends up at Original Joe's, Adam Ritchie. What's up, Adam? He's been asking me, how do you get those sleeves that Hunter Pence wears, the orange? So, and I know they're going to have a sleeve night, right?
Right.
But that Hunter has a specific one, and he texts me almost every time he sees Hunter at the plate. It's to the point where I'm like, Adam, dude, easy, brother. But I want to know, how do I find one of those Hunter Pence? They're like the Under Armour sleeves.
Yeah, and he only wears it on one arm.
Correct.
And that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that, but I wonder how many he has.
Well, because, do I need to ask Hunter?
We may have to do that.
Because I've been to every dugout store, and the one on Geary, I go by when I go home because I live right by there. And I got to admit, they're very helpful, but they're like, man, I don't have an answer for you. So I'm coming straight to the source.
I'm going
to
go. You know what? I may have to go in the clubhouse today and ask him.
Okay. So big stuff going on.
When you go in the clubhouse, ask him where his scooter is. What happened to Hunter Pence's scooter? I want to get George Costa on here today.
That's not good.
This is George Costa. I want him on here today. And what happened to Hunter Pence's scooter?
Yeah, we have to find out about that. I heard about that as well. That's not good.
It's a scooter with it's autographed by him. How's some random Joe Schmo going to go down the street on that and not be recognized?
Right. Well, Hunter Pence put it out on Twitter, the picture of it and everything else. This is not good.
No, it's not good.
It's funny, Mario. We have so much fun with you and all the promotions. What's your favorite promotion this year? Looking back, I know the ring, the 54 ring. I still haven't gotten mine, by the way. I will tell you that.
Is that right?
That's correct.
I think Willie took it that day.
That's correct. Look, if you go put it near him, it's for him.
Yeah.
You know that.
I have to admit, the 54 ring, I wasn't sure was going to be a hit because, a lot of fans weren't here in 54.
Yep.
But that was a great promotion. It makes me think next year we might have to come back with the 89 pennant ring or other things. But I do like that. But I have to admit, I really like the Dwayne Kuiper bobblehead.
That's cool.
Because Dwayne had fun with it. Yeah. And again, this business is about having fun.
Yeah.
And Kuiper always has a good time. And just to be able to make fun of his one home run, I thought, come on, this is too good. But bobbleheads are still going strong. And
correct.
But I have to admit, I think this ring promotion has something to it.
I like the bobbleheads.
You do. I've heard.
Can we announce it? Can you announce anything formally on the air right here? Or is that? Should we save it for a later date?
Let's save it. But I think we've kind of been talking about it.
Yeah, we have
it.
a date.
We have a date to
August 25th.
Yeah, but now that I'm looking at Marty, you might have to be a bobblehead with the headphones on because that's
a
good look.
It is. Believe me, I've seen it. And we're Faham. We're getting close for the final look. It is August 25th, the night game against the Colorado Rockies.
I'm not sure if we're going to put a sound chip in it, though.
We tried. It's a little late.
Yeah, I just want to do a sound chip that just says, trust me.
Trust me. With all the catchphrases.
Fabulous. That's baseball. It's a long season.
That's right.
And I want to tell you about Morse. He can hit.
Yeah, he
can. That's a story about that. But it's nice to have you with us. Yeah. The thing that I thought about, and of course you have to be careful with all these things that get authenticated. Remember the Pence bat? That was hit three times and it ended up.
I'm glad you brought that up because we did learn a lesson that night that if there's a bat or something that happens that potentially it could be a game that's a no hitter or a perfect game, there's always a form that you sign that says if this game is of certain. Part of history.
Sure.
We have to get that item back. And
really?
We learned that.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it's a bat on something like that, we do have the ability to get it back. But it doesn't happen that often. But I mean, I would encourage fans when you come to the ballpark, take a look at the store because there's some amazing things. I may have given you a couple of bad pricing.
I mean,
the bases are about $150 to $400 or $500, but bats go for about $100 to $1,000.
Wow, that's it.
Yeah. So if you want to get a crack bat, it could be $100 depending who it is. It could be up to $900, $1,000. It really depends on the player and what happened with the item.
Exactly. You know?
So, but it's a fun part of the business, and I think it reminds us that there's a whole part of our world which is behind the curtain, and fans want to get closer behind the curtain to see what it's all about. And that really is a peek behind those doors of the clubhouse, and that's what that's really what this
is. All right, so on the main level, right by that press box entrance, the door, you can get it there, and where else can you get it in the park?
The main part is on the main concourse. It's called From the Clubhouse. We call it the FTC store.
Okay.
But we have a few items in our dugout stores as well. And go online, go to sfgiants.com. We have some items there. The jerseys that the players will be wearing today will actually be auctioned off. So it's going to be an online auction.
What do they look like today, by the way?
They're actually, it's kind of a, we're calling it a military inspired, but it's more of a camouflage look to the lettering and the caps. But I think it's consistent throughout Major League Baseball. And, baseball has been doing this, whether it's Memorial Day or 4th of July, just programs that really highlight this throughout the industry.
Good.
Wow, good. Hey, nice to have you here.
Yeah, right.
How do you like
Mario?
The ball club?
So far, I love the ball club. I mean, look at this. It's the team is playing well, but it's a long season. But I think we can come out today. The weather is spectacular.
Come on.
But this team, the character of this team is starting to come out now.
Yeah. How do you like the ovation that Morse got yesterday?
I mean, I love this quote. I mean, about our fans.
Yeah.
The Giants fans really are something special.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to come out here and experience it. But, when the season starts, the product, as we say, is kind of defining itself.
Yes.
Well, now it's starting. Fans are starting to see what this team's all about.
Yeah.
And I think some of our new players are starting to see what our fans are all about.
Yeah.
And we have a great combination. And it could be a fun summer here.
Well, it's early, as I say.
Early.
You got to wait till the peaches are ripe on the trees before you get excited.
That's
but another couple of weeks of this, another 3 weeks of this. This start of 32-18, I said it to Pat today.
Yeah.
The Dodgers' start of 42-8 was off the charts, one of the best in the history of baseball. 32-18 is 10 behind that. So it's nothing to sneeze at because, you compare it to what the Dodgers did. And it's going to be Giants-Dodgers, I feel. And the Rockies are a little trouble on the road. But with Ryu and Beckett is no-hitter and Haran and Greinke and Kershaw, they're not going away.
No.
And it's going to be Giants-Dodgers throughout this summer. I think we're going to have an exciting summer.
Well, it'll be a fun September. But in the meantime, let's enjoy Memorial Day. Remember what it's all about. And come out. It's going to be a beautiful day at the yard.
Beach towels out here. And it's only a matter of time where we start seeing fans with the barbarian helmets, right?
I was thinking about that.
Come on.
What I want,
here we go.
We got to figure
here
out
we
something.
Go.
We got to figure out something with Hunter Pence's socks.
Okay.
That's the next thing.
Hey, just if I may just ask for a PSA. Say a public service announcement. If you do go to the Barbarian Conquistador helmets, no loincloths. Don't be selling the matching loincloth, okay, Mario?
Well, if we do, you can be the model.
I'll be boy, you won't sell any then.
That's the end of this show. Right. Mario, thanks for coming out, as always.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Right, that is a great Mario Aliota. Let's hear it for Mario. All right. Nice job, Pat.
Yeah.